With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Alabama's morning news. I'm JT, and joining us now from CBS Sports, Barrett Salee is back. And wow, there's a lot going on. Let's talk about the coaching shuffling here in just a minute. But first, let's talk about the Alabama-Auburn Iron Bowl game. Madness. And now what's coming up this weekend. I don't like games like that, Barrett.
Man, that was wild. I mean, that was one of the more remarkable games I've seen in so long because, you know, Auburn dominated that game for like 58 minutes. And then its defense gave up. And Gary and Brad mentioned it on the telecast that, you know, they had run 90 plays, Alabama did. So Auburn's defense wearing out wasn't that much of a surprise. And then quadruple overtime, the first time, not only have we seen overtime in the Iron Bowl, but the first time we've seen the shootout type overtime in the SEC. I mean, there are so many storylines in that game. It was unbelievable. It was one of the classic Iron Bowl, despite the fact that there was very little offense.
Yeah, and it really could have gone either way. When you get into those, you know, two-point conversions in the fourth overtime like that, it's like, oh, my gosh. I mean,
yeah.
But I think, you know, if Alabama doesn't step up their game compared to that game, Georgia's going to annihilate them. But my wife seems to think that they're going to win, meaning Alabama, because, you know, they'll adjust to the game they're currently in. But and then you see the line with Vegas, what, it's 6 points or something like that. And Vegas has a pretty good way of picking the lines these days, or always has. So maybe the game is going to be a lot closer than a lot of people think. I would have thought the line might have been, you know, 10 or 14.
I did too. I was surprised. I'm surprised it hasn't moved, and we'll see what happens when the Whales start getting into it on Friday night, Saturday morning. But, I mean, if Alabama's offensive line and running game struggled against Auburn, what are they going to do against Georgia, right? Not only is Georgia good, it's like a generational-style defense. Like, that is how good it is. Yeah. I don't get it. I don't understand. And, look, I like Bryce Young, and to his credit, man, he got the job done against Auburn. He got no help. And that was against a defense in Auburn that's not very good. I just can't imagine what's going to happen this week with that offensive line. I mean, it's a horrible matchup for Alabama.
Well, who do you like? And what kind of game do you think it's going to be?
I think it's a double-digit win for Georgia. I just don't think that they're going to be pressured to do anything different offensively. I think it's going to be like every other Georgia game this year. Defense dominates. They hit a couple big plays offensively when they feel like it's appropriate, and the game gets sideways late. I mean, I just don't think that, like I said, from a matchup perspective, like, you can't get any worse of a matchup for Alabama right now.
Right, right. And as you talk about that game, if Alabama does lose to Georgia, that changes a lot of things when it comes to the playoff situation. And, you know, then what happens in some of these other conference championship games? They're not completely out, but, boy, it makes it tougher to get into the Final Four.
Yeah, I would say Alabama with a loss is out unless, like, total madness ensues. And I honestly can't even envision what kind of madness that is, because it would take, like, six different things all happening at, you know, and I don't know about that. But, yeah, I mean, it would definitely open the door for, you know, Cincinnati, Oklahoma State, Notre Dame. You know, I think we all kind of forget about Notre Dame because of Brian Kelly, but, you know, they're sitting there in the clubhouse with an 11-1 record, you know.
Right.
So, you know, there's a lot of different things that could happen if Alabama loses.
All right, well, let's talk about some of these coaching changes. You mentioned Brian Kelly leaving Notre Dame to take that LSU job, and I saw a lot of people kind of jumped on Brian Kelly for doing that, and that, he doesn't, you know, this is just exactly how this guy is, you know, he'll just take off for money, and, you know, wow, it seemed a bit unfair to me.
Yeah, I mean, he's been at Notre Dame for more than a decade. He's the winningest coach in program history, which is pretty stellar resume, and there's really no time to do this. What are you going to do? Say no to LSU if you want to go? The problem with all of this is the early signing period. Like, Lincoln Riley, Brian Kelly, they recognize, if I'm going to be a top tier job and move jobs, I got to get a recruiting class in. And, you know, I think that's what's driving a lot of this. And I don't understand the criticism of Brian Kelly either. You know, I understand that folks are like, hey, well, you should coach your team in the playoff. Well, his team's not in the playoff right now, right? And, I mean, right. It would take a few dominoes to fall. And are you going to count on those dominoes to fall if LSU is not available next week? The answer is no, right? So right. I didn't get the criticism either.
And where does he really have a better chance of winning a national championship?
Exactly. Exactly. Like, the ceiling at Notre Dame is what it is. We've seen it. They've made the playoff. They've won 10 games every year since 2016. It's a really good program. He's done an awesome job there. The recruiting base is not what it needs to be to win a national championship, and he's seen that up close and personal three different times, twice in the playoff and once in the BCS. Why would he stick around and keep running into the same glass ceiling if he knows he can't break through it? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, still plenty of good football this coming weekend, and then the bowls to talk about as well with Selection Sunday coming up too. Barrett Salee, CBS Sports. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, JT. My pleasure.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.